This is GQDN for Friday, February 2nd, 2024. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. They got a sale going on right now. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes. Put them in your coffee, tea, or whatever. But still, they're good. Real good drink mixes. Go to the checkout line. Put in the word quest. And then you get 25% off of your purchase. Excellent, excellent stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. A lot of content there. A lot of unlockable content elsewhere. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Arc Runner. A little bit of the day before. Could we be getting a demo? But we begin today with GamesRadar.com, because there's an indie dev that was accused of plagiarism, so we'll get into this. Now, there's a subreddit, and the subreddit was the indie dev called NotFamousers307, and he did recount some of the experiences after posting a gameplay, that being Knight's Run, which is a roguelike RPG and tower defense mashup. And they were not shy about leveling accusations about the plagiarism. So here's what he or she said. Quote, had someone say that it looked like a complete ripoff of another game called Lone Tower? End quote. Because they were looking at the stolen and the menu UI design. And the further quote said, I kindly let them know that I am the developer of both games. Now, after all this was said, because there was a misunderstanding within Reddit, or that Reddit page, it was cleared up. Because people were saying that it was a, quote, friendly exchange, unquote. And people were feeling a little more sheepish. But according to Not Famous, there were no hard feelings about it. Now, with that said, there's a new day before report that alleged employees were fined for making mistakes. This is by Eurogamer.net, that's their title, because some of the fantastic employees and volunteers, according to the report, they were subject to mistreatment. The report was published by the German PC gaming outlet called GameStar and the YouTube channel called Game2. That was earlier this week. Now, the claims were working the environment at Fantastic, which the allegations had a toxic management, in particular co-founders Edward and Asen Gottesstedt, as a lack of direction. In fact, the brothers would impose punishments and fire employees at their own will. One of the two employees were made to pay a fine of $1,930 for turning in low-quality voice recordings. Internal work chat obtained by Game 2 said to show Edward announcing an employee dismissal due to lack of will. Former employees also spoke of Fantastic's own internal communication platform called Continent, which would use monitor productivity even when the working from home. That's what the report did say, that the workstations would be monitored and the employees were contacted, and that would cause, quote, enormous psychological stress. We will indeed keep our eyes on this one. Now we get to pushsquare.com. And in this article, there will be some live service content in Helldivers 2. And it will react with PlayStation 5 and PC players. So Helldivers 2 will be supported with the PlayStation 5 launch. And the content with some play and items to earn. But Arrowhead Studios, makers, is not just working on that, but they do see itself as a D&D game master, and they will react to the actions of the player base. In fact, the assistant game director, Sagar Broshi, did share how this mission will help out in the game. So here's what he said, quote, there's a new era, redo, quote, there's a new and extra content in the game to be uncovered if players shift a galactic territorial game in a certain way that works for them. So we have a game master system that is staffed by human beings and by tools and systems that are there to respond to player-to-player behavior. He then did offer an example of the human race liberating a planet, with further quote, "Let's see what the enemies will do in response." Just like a game master would in a tabletop game, right? Now, Helldivers 2 was announced on the PlayStation State of Play, but there's still no release date for that game. Neither for this one. According to GamesRadar.com, Death Stranding 2 fans were looking at the villain and thought it was Crow. Now, they're talking about Higgs and where he might have died in Death Stranding. But the latest Death Stranding 2 trailer did debut in the State of Play. And when they saw Higgs with his guitar gun weapon, they thought that he looked like Crow. But that wasn't the only thing. Some people also thought that he looked like Joker. In fact, here's what OnX Bizreon did say about that. Quote, "Seeing a lot of people make Joker comparisons to Higgs, Death Stranding, when he's clearly Brandon Lee in The Crow. You know, the character who was murdered and comes back for revenge and plays a sick guitar solo on the roof." Yes, Reddit got into that too. Because someone did say, "A dead rocker who plays guitar returns from the dead for revenge. Higgs isn't the Joker, he's the Crow." Well, okay. Oh, by the way, IGN saying that we could get a Final Fantasy Rebirth demo soon. In fact, Push Square did have the same idea, but they removed the post. But IGN didn't remove it. Nope. In fact, they were quoting at PlayStation Size on X, "Final Fantasy VII Rebirth demo. Players will earn in-game item Koopo Charm survival set." By the way, the preload will be February 27th, so 25 days, and the release will be February 29th. But when will the demo come out, you say? Well, there is no date on that, so we'll see if it comes out or not. Believe me, I'll be looking. Maybe I'll look for this too, because according to PlayStationLifestyle.net, Hi-Fi Rush may be coming to PlayStation 5. Now, Hi-Fi Rush was an Xbox game, there's one, and it looks like, maybe not just PlayStation 5, according to the data miners, it could be coming to Nintendo Switch as well. So we shall see what happens with that one. Now we go to PushSquare.com because Dragon's Dogma 2 is going to have a photo mode. In fact, DD_Capcom did post the photo on X. Yeah, it's all in foreign language, so there's no reading that. But hey, does look really interesting. We shall see. Oh, GG Mania said the Arc Runner may be coming to consoles now. So this is a roguelike action game, and it looks like it will launch for both PlayStation consoles, 4 and 5, Xbox One, and Series X and S, and Nintendo Switch on April 19th. We shall indeed see if that does happen. Tomorrow, twitch.tv/dawnforge. Oh, you know what this is going to be about. A little bit of layoffs. You just heard a lot of trouble. But hey, it's the PlayStation State of Play, right? Right? We shall see. We shall see. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for the live show.